we're beginning a new series, a new dating series, I want to caution that what we are going to discuss here is primarily for the dati lumi crowd in Israel. If someone is going to date in America, there are different rules. If someone's going to date within the Haredi populace, there are different rules. If you're going to date within the Hasidish people, there are different rules. I think that we're going to try to deal with both things that involve our personalities, and that is relevant regardless which groups you're in, but also with practical things, such as how do you set a second date, how do you break up, and those things. I'm working with the rules in the Dati Lumi crowd. Even here, there are different norms in different places, but I'm dealing with the general norm in the Merkaz Harav crowd. So I just don't want that people should walk away from misunderstanding, apply what we're saying in Chutz Laaretz, and the girl throws a cup of water in his face. we're talking about what's the norm here now, in the year 5768, 2008. The first question that a person has to ask himself when it comes to dating is, am I ready to begin? If a person is about to enter a triple bypass surgery, well, now is not the time to start dating. But if the person is sitting at the waiting room and he's waiting to see the doctor and he's going to have the triple bypass surgery next week, and the nurse comes in and says, "Sir, I have to ask you a few questions," and as she's talking to him, she's a firm young lady, and they hit it off, and they're talking, and they can't stop talking, and 3 hours later, they're still talking, and she says, "You know, I really got to go to the other patients. Let's meet tonight for a cup of coffee." And then he says, "Yeah, but I got triple bypass surgery." So that's a little silly. I mean, something lands in your lap, so something lands in your lap. The only problem is that people very often think that something landed in their lap when it really didn't. A guy comes and says, "I was in the elevator and I'm sure she really wanted us to date. The way she looked when we pushed the button." I was once there, there was a wedding, and there was a young man and a young woman, and I knew both of them, and they kept bumping into one another, and she's playing the piano and he happens to be sitting next to her, and it reached a point where they're standing in the elevator, and he's thinking, "Boy, I gotta get home. This is ridiculous. I keep bumping into her." And she turns to him and says, "Let's stop joking around. We both know what's going on. When do we go on the first date?"
Whoa.
She asked him.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
And he thinks for a second. He's waiting for the elevator to reach their floor. He's like, he doesn't know what to answer. Says, "Look, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not yet ready to date. I really think you're a fine person. But not right now." And they both walk out of the elevator bright red, understandably so. So a word of warning, there are instances where things do fall into our lap, but what very often happens is that because people very much want to go out, they feel like something fell into their lap. So although if something falls in your lap, that has a different set of rules, in general, when it comes to going out, we would like to go out of equilibrium. We are getting married for life, and the person who we choose is going to be our partner in bringing up our children, in our happiness, in our success and failures, and we don't want to enter the sea of dating when we are in flux. We want to enter it when we are in equilibrium. And equilibrium is on many levels. Equilibrium doesn't mean we don't have a bad day or a good day, or that within dating sometimes there will be things that are not exactly the way we would like. But still, in major areas, we have to be in equilibrium. So, if a person up until 2 months ago thought that he would be Buddhist and then decided he's going to be Jewish, it's not a very good idea to start dating yet. He just made a radical decision in his life. I respect it. And even if a person found the best and that's going to be megayer him, fine. I'm not questioning his gear. I'm simply saying that we have to enter dating out of equilibrium. And that means that be it a person who did gear or a person who did tshuva, a person has to give himself time to learn. Now, I've said this many times, and I do not cease to be shocked at what people consider balance. The other day, a girl calls me up, and she wants me to set her up. And she says she's been dating for a year and a half. And when did you do your gear? Oh, a year and 8 months ago. Okay, and how long were you studying before that? About a few months. I found the business, did it very quickly. So she says, look, I've been interested in Judaism for almost 2 years. I understand that in her mind, that's a long time. But I also understand that if the girl is 45 and she spent the first 2-3 years of her life living a different type of lifestyle, then there's room to question, at least, well, have you reached equilibrium? Now, this is a question which is difficult for people to gauge on their own. People sometimes can gauge it correctly on their own, but I recommend that people take counsel with someone that has more experience. Now, I encourage you learn in the place that's best for you. But here I would like to say a word of warning. Unfortunately, I've seen in other places that people are not as careful as here in the Machon, and people will sometimes tell you, yeah, go date, go, I have a beautiful girl for you, you're ready to get married. And I do not understand these people, and I feel it is irresponsible to push a person to date when a person is out of equilibrium. And I think that you have to know a person, or at least know a person's history, in order to help him think, is it time yet to date? I cannot stress this point enough. We began with the example of the radical change a person does when he does tshuva or when he does gil. But I'd like to take it to a different level, which has nothing to do with tshuva or gil, even though once a person has done such a great change in one's life, he's more apt to have greater flux, which throws him off of equilibrium. It takes time to get to equilibrium once we've made bigger changes. I had a friend. At some point in his life, he used to wake up very early and learn in Daven Tzikin and compose works of Torah. And then he reached a point where he wasn't doing this. He was waking up at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Started dating a girl, and they got engaged. And when he'd go to her for Shabbos, so he'd stay up late talking to her till 3 o'clock in the morning, and then he'd get up for Besikin, and he presented it to her as though he was always getting up early to them. So they got engaged, and one day I called him over and I said, I was in the room, you spoke to her, I didn't mean to overhear, but I was there, you spoke in front of me, so I'm sorry, but I understood you're giving her the impression that you wake up every morning for a Vesikin. You and I both know that the average morning you wake up at 11 o'clock. Now, I'm not coming to judge you, but what's going to be the day after your wedding when she suddenly sees that you wake up at 11 o'clock? I'm not discussing the fact that you're waking up at 11, but I'm discussing how's this going to work? You're presenting an image which isn't the way you're living. So his answer to me was, people have ups and people have downs. I'm in a down now, I'm in a slump. But everyone has ups and downs. And the real me gets up for a second. I'm just in a slump. So I said to him, look, how long has this slump been going on? For a year and a half? No, more, 2 years, 2.5 years. It's a pretty long slump. They got engaged. They got married. We'll continue the story a different time. We all have this tendency to evaluate ourselves based upon the day when we get up on time, and we're with it, and we're focused on davening, we're focused in shir, and we speak nicely, and our friends like us, and the sun is shining. Whenever we think about ourselves, we think of, to use a female term maybe, our good hair day. We always think about the day where everything is going well. We all know that we have ups, and we all know that we have downs. The question is, what defines me? if I have one up in 30 days, does that mean it's who I'd like to think I am? It's who I'd like to be, but is that me? That is a point which we have to grapple with on two levels. One, because when we go out, we have to know who we are, because we are going to represent ourselves to this girl. And very often, there is a confusion between who we'd like to be and who we really are. Most people live in a certain fantasy of who they are. Now, when that fantasy reaches a person a certain point, we say they need psychiatric help. But before it reaches that point, there's a large range of what we would call normalcy, in which we all live and we have a delusional view of ourselves. We're all that way. And this is relevant both to the question of how we represent ourselves to the girl, and also to the question of, are we at equilibrium? How many ups do we have? How many downs do we have? Who are we? Who am I? A person has to ask himself. And the answer to that question lies somewhere on that graph. A person might say, I'm the one who does all the great things that I do once every 2-3 months. Well, can I really say I am that person if I'm only successful doing it once every 2-3 months? And if I feel I am that person, shouldn't I first attain that level before I'm ready to go out? I cannot go out based on that thought when I'm not there. Now, people, again, this is a challenge that everyone has to contend with. It's not a challenge dafka for someone who does tshuva. Often people go out, and I would say close to always, people have not fully worked out this point. We don't know ourselves well enough. The Mishnah tells us one of the kinyanim, one of the ways to acquire Torah is yodet mekomo, a person knows his place. Now that's one of 48 things that a person has to work on in order to attain Torah. So if it's something we have to work on, it means it's a trait that's not so easily attainable. It's something that we all have to work on. One of the issues that people have to contend with when they're ready to get engaged, or when they meet a girl and either it is good, it isn't good, we stand there and we're doubting, is the question of who am I? Because what sometimes happens is we meet a girl and it fits and it feels right and we enjoy it. And we come back home after the date and we sit back and think, so wait a second, she has dark skin, I never wanted a girl with dark skin. But I like her. But she makes fun of my friends. Never wanted a girl who makes fun of people. I like her. But it was always important to me, a girl who said she would cover her hair. And she's saying that she hasn't yet come to terms with that. But I like her. So at which point does a person say, but this is going against too many of the things that are me? And this is a question that people face day in and day out. I get these questions every month. Where people are dating a girl, it reaches a point where a guy calls me up and he says, look, you know I keep Torah, you know I keep mitzvahs. I'm dating a girl and she's not sure she's going to keep the laws of family purity. So you stare at the phone and you say, what? Wait, what? you're still dating this girl? And you don't say a word and the guy says, and we're about to get engaged. You look at the phone and you say, wait a second. So then you ask yourself, so where was he all along? So on the one hand, yes, our spouse can lead us to different places than we were necessarily going. But on the other hand, we will have to draw certain lines where we say, if this doesn't fall within a certain parameter, at some point that just doesn't fit for me. And that is something which is difficult to do when we're not coming out of equilibrium and when we do not know ourselves. So one of the first things, if not the first thing we have to do when we're talking about going dating is to define ourselves for ourselves. And if this sounds like something difficult or new to you, don't feel bad. Very often when people call me and they ask me that they want to be set up, so I start going through, I have a questionnaire on the computer and I tell them, could you describe yourself? So the person says, well, I'm this height, I have this color here. And I say, no. Describe to me who you are. And they say, what do you mean? And I say, well, how do you describe yourself? This person says, well, I told you, I'm this height, I have this color here, I weigh this much. I say, no. Who are you? What as a person. Describe to me who you are. And then there's silence at the other end. And at some point, the person says sheepishly, you know, I never thought about that. This is the first time someone's asking me that. Could you give me some clues? Now, very often this is the first time I'm talking to a person. Now, if this happened once, okay. I'm telling you this happens almost every week. So don't feel bad, but stop. Think for yourselves, and if you can, before next class, write for yourself the answer to two questions. Who are you? Write for yourself. Describe yourself. Who am I? And within that, try to include three, maximum five, things that are very important to you. Now remember, I'm not going to read this unless you want me to, but I don't want to. I'd rather not read it. I want it for you. We're not talking about the ideal who you should be. This isn't a class in theory, Torah, this is how you're supposed to live, now let's work on attaining it. No. We're asking who you are. Because who you are is the person that's going to go on that date and marry that girl. So the question is who you are. What are the five things that are important to you should be within that list? But that's not the description of who you are. Describe who you are and also write a list of the three most important things to you. If you want, you could make it up to five. And the second question is, what are your aspirations? Write those two on a piece of paper, please. Fill that out. And come with that to next class, please. We're out of time. We're going to have to go over to our other learning. And B'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue next week.